Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. You know, we're here every week, and we work hard to put together information that'll make your grilling and smoking and maybe your microbrews a little bit better. And, Jop, we start the show off. We like to talk a little bit about what we grilled this week.
Right.
I played with this chicken recipes that we're going to go through later. But I had a lot of fun Sunday. You know, we had a terrible ice storm, and like 2 months ago, everybody's trees and the county's out, you know, chewing up everything on the side of the road. Thank goodness. There's a lot of hazards out there. But my daughter, Maggie, and her husband had just tremendous damage to their property up in, it's like Grattan, I guess. Well, so Sunday, the boys and Maureen and I all went up there, and we brought in a crew, and we burnt piles and piles of brush, and we had some very funny episodes. There's usually some sort of an accident when we do work up there. I almost lit myself on fire.
Why doesn't that surprise me? You're a junkie for accelerant. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and I didn't bring my famous used motor oil accelerant.
Right.
So we had to use gasoline.
Exactly.
That adds.
Yeah, that's not explosive at all, is it?
No.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
Yeah, so, you know, what were there, six of us all together? It's so cool at the end of the day when you walk into a disaster scene, and at the end of the day when you've got nothing but a couple of smoldering ash piles and a nice, clean, one-acre piece of property that was looking – I'm sure it was pretty intimidating for the two of them.
Yep.
Because it would be for just me.
Yeah, good family stuff.
Yeah, and, of course, my wife is the driving mechanism. She's a burn freak, if you think I'm a burn freak.
Oh, no, I've known her a long time, and she'd sit by the fire every day if she could.
She practically does,
yeah.
But she loves burning things, so that was kind of like a bonus for her, I'm sure.
Sure.
Did you grill anything great this week?
You know what? Traveled this week for work, and I went to one of the factories that we represent, and it's right across the road from Talladega Raceway.
Nice.
So there was Ricky Bobby everything down there, and had some great this is in Alabama, right? Over the border from Georgia in Alabama, where Talladega is,
right.
And
pretty area.
Oh, it's gorgeous. So a little bit of mountain, not mountains,
yeah,
hilly,
kind of, yeah.
Yeah,
big hills.
And but it was really pretty. But we were there the week after the race,
right?
And
beer cans everywhere.
Well, no, it was a. It was a sea of porta-johns that they hadn't picked up yet because there's 3,000 acres of camping down there. And the factory that I was at, they took us over there and gave us a little tour, and it was kind of cool. I'm not a huge NASCAR guy, but the banks, they said the bank turns on that thing. You had to be going 80 miles an hour or your car would slide off from the centrifugal force because they're almost 45 degrees, those corners are. That are banked, and it was crazy seeing that. It was they didn't let us on a track, but I bet it'd be really difficult to walk up.
Really,
those.
that big of a
yeah,
bank.
It's crazy.
I would love to drive a course like that.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Is that a 2 mile?
The 2.4 or something.
Wow.
Yeah, but the that Richard Petty driving experience was coming in there. We saw the cars wheeling in because they do that the week after the race. You can go down there and do that driving on the track. So anyway, but had some good old Southern. Chicken fried chicken, they called it. And I'm like, well, why don't you just call it fried chicken? Because it's chicken fried chicken. And so I go in, and basically it's a double fry on it. And it was a skinless, boneless breast, But they fried it, took it out, put more batter on it again.
Oh, my
God. And fried it again. And that was a lunch entree.
I bet it was good.
Yeah, oh, it's really good. It's bad for you, I know. But
I know, I don't know. I just read an article that said if you're not eating chicken skin, you're shorting your body of some vital nutrients, and here's why. So maybe that makes it easier for everybody to eat the skin.
Right, yeah, chicken fried chicken.
Oh, gosh, that's funny.
Anyway, yeah.
Years ago, my son, I won't say which one, took my old military machete, which they love playing with, and he went out in our woods and just whacked the heck out of trees.
Right.
Because he was like
12. Yeah, I think you told us this, right?
He was like 12.
Right.
So, yeah, so last year for Father's Day, they were all my wife's favorite dogwoods.
Right.
So for Father's Day, I get a dogwood.
Oh.
That's how that works, right?
Right.
Surprised I didn't get like a, you know, whatever. Anyway, it died. It did not make it.
Oh.
So I learned how to graft buds off a tree and save them and plant them. Well, I did that. And with the dogwoods, there's a time when the buds are just like perfect and you just clip the end of the branch off and you take a rod and poke it in the ground and you put it down all the way down until just one bud is sticking up. You can probably do that with any plant, but I've done it with trees. And consequently, and then you got to make sure that you cover them from frost because we had quite a few snows and frosts in between now and then, and I managed to remember. Well, I have a nice little crop of dogwoods popping up right
now.
And that's just a little personal success story.
Right.
So if you got a favorite tree in the spring when it's ready to bud, you're too late already this year, but you can do that, and it's really easy.
Cool.
Nice way to save $50 a tree.
Yeah, $50 a tree.
Well, that
if
one
you
they got
years,
me,
if you got years to get them to the size that they are, $50, right?
Yeah, well, the one that got me was like $125, right. And I was sick to my stomach when it died.
Yeah. Planted wrong, huh? Didn't bury it to the last bud?
No, that was a whole, that was like an 8-foot tree.
Right.
It just, right. You know, it was a really dry spring, and that was not a success. So, you know, it's that time of year when you do everything outside and you start getting ready, gardens.
I just thought of something that I did last weekend that I want to share with everybody because it was a resounding flop, okay? I had this idea. We had a pineapple on the countertop.
You planted it?
No, I cut it up, and we were eating a little bit of it, but then it started getting a little bit older. So what I wanted, I pureed it in a blender, and I put chicken legs in it to soak. I thought, you know, a little fruity taste, fruity profile on those. That was the worst thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Really?
It was almost like a milky flavor on it. And I didn't season. I just wanted to see what that that pineapple taste would do with the chicken.
Hey.
Usually it's a good mix.
Yeah.
And I put them on the grill, and I grilled them, and it was terrible.
For a guy who never lived in Hawaii, you have an affinity for pineapple.
Right, yeah. Well, Michelle likes them a lot. Oh. And so we have one a lot of the time in the house, but this one was getting a little old, and like I said, I thought it'd be a great marinade on those legs. I threw them on the grill, and they were just terrible. And they were bitter.
So the dog liked them?
Yeah, they pulled all the meat off, and the dog ate it. Yeah, that's right.
How's the new pup coming out?
Oh, she's going to be fine. You know, she's a puppy. She's chewing everything in the house now.
Oh, boy.
And we haven't lost any furniture or anything yet because you got a lot of toys for her. But it's like having a baby in the house. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where you just you brought it on yourself, and you know it's going to happen. And put the shoes up and get everything off the lower level of the end tables.
Yeah, I can honestly say I'll probably never have another dog.
Oh, really?
We've gone through that whole thing. They always chew the very best boots you've got.
Oh, sure.
The tops, the leather tops. And
right.
I'm kind of done with that. I'm looking forward to a lot more travel, and I don't want to have to worry about hiring somebody to come over and feed the dog. And,
yeah, your kids are all grown now too, right? So you're not, you don't have built-ins.
We got outdoor cats, and you can give them a couple bowls of food, and they're good for a week.
Yeah.
They kill their lunch.
Right.
But, you know, we got something really cool. We got some guests in the studio, so next segment.
Yeah, we've got the Siciliano clan from Siciliano's Market here in West Michigan, and they're joining us live in the studio, and boy, you're not going to want to miss this because these guys are a wealth of knowledge when it comes to all the good stuff that men like. Stick with us. We'll be back.